that a couple of lessons have been learned over the last 10 years and maybe even the last 5 years, and not the least of which is elections don't mean democracy. And I think, I wonder if there are people in this world who just don't want democracy. And is that necessarily a bad thing in particular parts of the world? And how do we in the U.S. respond to that what I posture is possible?
Well, it's great to see you, Ken. Thanks. So, generally speaking, I would say, from what I've observed, people do want democracy. They may settle in with dictatorship for a while, but ultimately there's a natural human yearning for freedom and an opportunity, an economic opportunity. I went in with John McCain to Egypt and Tunisia within a month after the Arab Spring uprisings, and I was really quite fascinated to talk to the people who led both of those revolutions. And one point that struck me was that they were motivated as much by a feeling of economic outrage as they were by their desire for political freedom. In other words, that they had a feeling that the countries were, the leadership clique, the dictatorial clique at the top, was consuming most of the wealth of the country, and here they were. Somebody I was with on a program a while ago said that these were the middle class poor, educated, on the internet, knowing all the opportunities out in the world, and yet couldn't find a job in Egypt or Tunisia. So I don't know. I'd say that maybe people develop a sort of comfort for a while with dictatorship, but ultimately it doesn't work. And we know that from our own history, and from our founding ideals. So I think we're always at peril when we accommodate ourselves to dictatorships. Clearly, we have over our history, and we continue to in some cases, but it's not a good bet in the long run.
We could go on for a very long time, and I would like to, but we don't have the time, and there's something else I want to do while they're here, and that is to present an award. Senator Lieberman, Senator Kyle, again, I want to thank you both very much for honoring us with your presence and talking so candidly and interestingly with us. And I do now have the privilege of presenting each of you with an award named for one of our country's finest diplomats. Ambassador Jean J. Kirkpatrick was instrumental in establishing the Foundation for Defense of Democracies in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. And much of FDD's work today is based on her deep commitment to advancing democratic values and institutions. Ambassador Kirkpatrick spent her life studying totalitarianism and fighting totalitarianism. She understood early on also that the collapse of the Soviet Union would not mark the end of the struggle between freedom and tyranny. Instead, the totalitarian threat and challenge would take new forms, and indeed it has, as we've discussed today. Ambassador Kirkpatrick's